You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Four childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
It's Brandon.
How y'all doing?
What's up?
Well, we out here, we wanted to change the scenery today. We wanted to kind of be outside. It's spring. Why not, right?
Yeah. So nice out, too.
It is. Got the water behind us, you know. Got
ambience.
People in the background. It's playing. Babies over there playing. You know, not my babies.
Yeah.
Lights. Babies ain't babies no more.
Birds chirping and all
birds
that good stuff.
Birds chirping. Weather's beautiful. Now, listen. I know there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately.
Yeah.
And I just want to jump into it, right?
All right.
Okay. First of all, I want to talk about Kevin Hart.
All right.
Now, I just want to let y'all know, this podcast is solely dedicated to the randomness and hot topics that's out there right now.
Yeah.
So it's not really catered towards anything in particular. So I need y'all to stay with us because I got a whole bunch of stuff that I want to say and I really want to
get. There's going to be some messages in here, though.
Just
peep the messages on this one.
We are always different in our opinions, so I got to know what he has to say about it.
All right.
So, we talked about this before in our podcast, about your homeboy kind of pushing up on your girl, or we did talk about your homeboy kind of hating on you and trying to mess up your situation.
Okay.
So Kevin Hart and JT Jackson, Action Jackson.
What was he in?
Okay.
Like, his face looks familiar, but I can't picture what he actually was in.
I think JT was one of those guys that he did like small roles. It was never anything big.
So he was always like bit parts. That's how you kind of remember his face,
because
he was in bit parts.
Like, I remember him being a butler or Think Like a Man.
That's probably where I think him from, commercials. All right. Bet. All right. I'm
that's
in the game
where he's
now.
From, you know. And it's like, I really hate this echo out here in these streets. Sip, this is a little better. Anyway, because I'm vain. Don't judge me because I'm vain. I have vain tendencies. But anyway, what do you have to say about that?
What's weird is that I do not at all condone what dude did. Like, that's awful as a person. First thing that I thought, And this may be shameless because this may come from rap lyrics, but it's dope insight to life. Like, you can't be ultra, ultra successful and have people around you that are kind of starving or not eating or they like looky lose or look like you gotta, one, for Kevin Hart's part, kind of protect your inner circle. Like, there's no way you should have that cat in your inner circle if he's not really eating with you, you're not really, you know, doing things with him, because that just breeds jealousy. It breeds envy because people aren't, like, everybody's not Kevin Hart, but his circle is so tight to where everybody's mutually beneficial to each other. I don't even know where that cat came in, and that's the huge problem.
Well, he did it for a while, and if you can go back, like, to 2010, like, they was really, it seemed like they were kind of struggling together.
Like, look, what I'm saying to you is this right here. You had some homegirls that you was cool with in high school.
Right.
If you are going out on a Friday night, you might be cool to go with them chicks.
Right.
But if you about to be out there wilding out and doing some stuff that you don't want to find his way out back into the streets, you're going to choose your circle. Like, you might only take one or two of your homegirls with you because you
facts.
Can trust them.
Facts. Y'all know who y'all are.
So, he was, he violated by giving that kind of sensitive information to someone that wasn't, you know.
But somebody with so much money and so much influence, you have so many people that you've been rocking with for years.
No, I'm saying if you're talking about infidelity, for a man, like, that's, like, nobody's going to know a man's cheating. I mean, if he's trying to do it discreetly. Now, unless he's just out there wilding and he don't care. But if he's doing it and he's doing it discreetly, like, only people that are close to you should have that kind of, you like, random people, even friends from back then. You don't do that. Like, you don't hook up with your homegirls and tell them about your personal life. Like,
right.
No. All right, let's talk about
let me state this for the record. This month, the month of May, is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Wow.
Let me state that for the record.
Wow.
So we will have a podcast that's dedicated solely for mental health, and we're gonna have an expert come on.
Because we're not saying that Kanye has mental health issues either. That's kind of like a segue to somewhere else.
Well, he does. You know, he does. Nah,
look,
medicine.
Look. Well, he took opioids. That wasn't medicine. Like, that's drugs.
He takes medicine. Here's the thing. We all know when you, we've seen it. When you take X amount of, like, opioids, anytime you take something that you can get addicted to, it kind of changes, alters your state of mind.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with that. Like, you I totally agree.
He on medicine right now. He said he on medicine. I listened to the interview and saw the interview with him and Charlamagne. He's on medicine.
Yeah.
Don't know what type of medicine, but he's on medicine.
It's a medicine.
So, do you agree with the rant? Okay, let's see. Let's take a little piece at a time.
All right, yeah. Well, you're going to have to break that down into sections, because you're going to say, like, it's a rant. Like, it's a lot of stuff in there. Like, it's a lot of content. What are we dealing with first?
Let's touch on, do you think slavery was our fault?
I don't know.
Because you and I've had these debates about slavery.
No, this is not, like I said, I do not think it was our fault. Like, that was a cultural thing. It's bigger than that. But Kanye, I do not agree at all with what he said. Definitely not how he said it. But, like, the way it was taken, this is my precursor to all this. We all went to watch Black Panther, and everybody loved Killmonger. Everybody did.
Okay.
And Killmonger's line of the movie, next to Hi Auntie, was, you know, bury me in the ocean with the ones that, look, I refuse to be a slave to anyone. I would die first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his intent in the statement. He's saying that his choice in the fact that, look at Haiti. Even though it's the only Black Republic, the only nation of Black people that revolted against that slave owner, they are the blueprint to what it is to say that I refuse to be a slave.
Okay, so I hate a statement that generalizes the whole thing.
It is. That's why, like I said, there's no way to say that and it come across the right way.
Right.
There's not. But his choice of how he worded it, like, he was like, oh, fa-la-da-da-da, like, going to be slaves.
Right. Yeah.
But his intent, even with the Charlamagne interview, he tried to give more insight to what he's saying by saying, even with oppression in America now, that's the reason that all Black militias and stuff like that are saying that if there is some kind of, you know, civil war, and like, look, we're going to ride. Like, we're going to protect ourselves just like they're going to protect themselves.
Right.
So,
and I can assure you, within that 400 years of slavery.
Yeah, there are a lot of revolts.
They had a lot of revolts.
Yeah, a lot of revolts.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, we were brought to, and I don't want to take out semantics, but we were brought to a land that we didn't know.
No.
All over the world, that we were brought in this country, in Canada, in Haiti, we were brought, and we had revolts everywhere. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have none of that stuff. You get what I'm saying? We didn't have a way to communicate. We were talking several different languages. We got all this stuff that was working against us.
That's
I'm pretty sure they had a lot of revolts then that weren't even documented, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, yes, we are people that fight, and we are people that stand up and push through. But to say that it was our choice, yes, it was 400 years. And sadly enough, that we still.
I'm with you. The sadder part of it is that many revolts, or even all these revolts that did take place, what do you think the number one reason that these they got quenched or whatever, that like they didn't, you know, have the desired effect that they had? The number one reason, us telling on each other. That's me knowing you planning something and me going telling them you gonna do it.
Okay, that could be a point, but I don't think that was always the point.
I would say that wasn't always the point. It's the number one reason why revolts did not have the desired effect of the revolters was us telling on us.
Okay.
That's document. That's fact.
Okay. In cases, but let me just tell you this: if right now. This is going to be a terrible analogy.
Yeah,
my brother used to always use this, you know. He used to say, and of course my older brother, who's no longer here, don't think it's the one, you know.
No.
He used to always say, this is why pimps used to be so successful. It's because pimps used to break a woman down mentally in order to control everything else.
Yeah.
This was what happened. They broke us down mentally. You get what I'm saying? So they mentally thought some of them probably mentally thought they had to depend on the slave owner. So you said telling them, it's not like that he was being a snitch to be malicious. He's probably in a mental state to.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And we accept that. And we say.
That was a terrible analogy.
Yeah.
Using
No. But dope,
you know,
insight to why it is that we do some of the things that we do. I mean, and even like I said, when I talk about Haiti. The reason that Haitians give credit to their revolt being successful is that they killed the sympathizers first. Everybody that they thought would go and tell of what they were doing, they killed them first. Before they touched the white soul, they killed those.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're right. And okay, Now, he had the rant. He talked about that. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Kanye as a whole? Do you think he's a brother that's kind of off his rocker? Or do you think he's kind of...
I just think that when you have enough money and you have enough time and you, you know, that, yeah, you can lose it. Like, you can lose touch with reality. I don't think people in that realm look at life the same that we do. They just don't. Mm-hmm. It'd just be funny. Like, we had a conversation just talking about athletes. Like, we as men, as black men, you say, I'm, you know, 25, 35 years old, and you give me 20, 30, 50, $100 million. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I'm not as there either.
Right. They tell me money won't change it. It will. It's my address. It's going to change my number. It's like, going to change my wardrobe.
You know, because you get to be that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
And that's my number one thing personally. I don't ever want to be so out of touch. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, how do you keep balance?
It's hard.
That balance?
Like, that's hard. Because you just think that we can go out and we can go to the store, or we can go to Walmart, we can go to the mall, and nobody, like, these people live in a bubble to where they can't even walk out of their house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it kind of goes back to Lil Wayne a couple years ago. If you remember that, Lil Wayne said something about, I never experienced racism. You've never experienced.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
What's up?
But I mean, he said I've never experienced racism. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Out of here with that foolery.
I'm just saying, like, if you take people's lives and you put it in a bubble. So when did they get famous? Like 13, 14 years old, maybe that age?
Absolutely.
Like, and you know, the other side loves you when you got some money. You're like, look, I don't have no reason to hate you. You're one of the good ones.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, like, he doesn't. And now, you know, like, I mean, the kid hangs out with skateboarders and stuff like that. But, you know, we expect them, just because we're fans of them, to be like us. And it's not. That's why what you talk about, things that they told us, it was like, never meet your heroes. That's the reason people say that, because nine times out of 10, they're going to disappoint you.
Right. So, next question I have. Okay. And this is kind of on the lines, you know, of like you said, never meet your heroes, and Kanye and a rant. Everyone has an opinion right now. Oh, he's this and he's that. And the reality of it is, he's a little out of touch. Yeah. But I heard the interview with Charlamagne. I think there's a lot of humanizing ways about him. And I told it to talk with him is to kind of understand him a little bit better. Yeah. So I can't think that he's pulled it off his rocker to the point that, you know, he's...
I want to say, don't get it twisted. Smart, really smart people say stupid things all the time.
Absolutely.
Two, really smart people can often say things that we misinterpret as stupid because we don't yet understand it.
Facts.
Not to say that we're going to understand something different about Kanye, but just saying in general. Really smart people can say stupid things, and that's just what it is, because, I mean, he's no matter how much we dislike him, it's a reason he's where he's at.
Yeah.
You know, period. He didn't fall. Right. Like I said, he didn't fall on the top.
Yeah.
He got there, you know.
Facts. This is fact. The Starbucks guys that were sitting in Starbucks and they were arrested because they were sitting waiting for a friend. They wanted to, I don't know if they, did they want to use the restroom? Or?
No, I think they just will. I think in this one, they were just waiting. They did, and I guess, you know, they had, I don't even know how long they were there, but the manager was, she felt uncomfortable, you know, or threatened by their presence and called the police.
And I think they reached a settlement.
Yeah.
And I think the fellas
took a dollar a piece.
Took a dollar for the settlement, but they got a lump sum of money that they donated. What was the cause that they donated towards? I think it was...
Young entrepreneurs.
And what's your take on that?
With this one, there's certain aspects of the case that I'm not sure of, so I don't want to give too many quotes on it. But to me, I mean, it's really terrible. Like, that's the state. I've been in places, and definitely coffee houses, where there's the cat in the corner on his computer, and he ain't bought nothing. He probably done bought his Starbucks cup from 3 weeks ago,
right?
And he's sitting in there, you know, using the Wi-Fi and on his computer doing whatever. So,
right.
You know,
I've done that quite a few times, to be honest with you.
It's the dynamic in America. It's crazy. And even when you say the police come, why can't people just be asked to leave now? You know,
right. Right.
I mean, why I have to be face down or hands behind my
that
back?
That's crazy.
To do it like that.
And this happens everywhere. Now just imagine if they were to get irate. Rightfully so, though, right?
Yeah.
But they were just calm and they went, you know, went on about their business without a problem. You know, and I love the fact, even kind of going back to what happened, what's been happening in America, even with the situation with the guy that went into the Waffle House in Tennessee and he shot up all of those people.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Just taking a little turn. I mean, this is kind of a hot topic, too, because I was kind of bothered by this. A man that can come into a Waffle House naked, shoot up a whole bunch of people, kill him.
Yeah.
And shoot and injure some. And he can still be arrested without injury.
Wait, like, I mean, but they say it all the time. Like, I've seen knife-wielding guys on the sidewalk and, like, in L.A. and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, like, that's what it is. You see things and you process it and you know it. But even like you said about slaves and how our mentalities were taken, even with us now, we've gotten so used to seeing ourselves mistreated that we're offended in the moment, but we get over it so fast.
Because we are forgiving people. We really are forgiving people. And then,
you know,
and then what?
And then we argue about whether or not to protest, because we, as Black Americans, we love to pick and choose who we dislike. And like I said, it was Black people that was like, sorry for them. I like my Starbucks too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, we'll ride for H&M, because maybe we would say, well, they're not on H&M. So, look, forget H&M. Let it hit home to something that they support and they like. They ain't going to find every excuse in the world. And you're going to have the Black, which one was it that's going in there saying that, oh, this was just one Starbucks. You can't, you know, you can't penalize all Starbucks.
Right, just say it
like this right here. We're going to penalize all Starbucks until you fire that one employee.
Right. Absolutely. And it's really honestly time that we hold everyone accountable.
That's right.
Everyone needs to be held accountable. I mean, even to the point of not even just with Starbucks. That was something else that happened.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
You want to choke the girl in the Waffle House? Like,
we need to hold some people accountable. Like, we're going to put these people on blast.
Well, then that's right. That's a question for you then. Why do you think, as a people, we don't have a quick pro quo just like, you know, the Asian community or the Jewish community and stuff like? The minute something is said discriminatory, I mean said, not done, because you don't see Jewish people being beaten in the street. You don't.
Yeah.
But the quick quo pro is that if you do something to anyone in my race, we will financially remove ourselves from your country. And if you hurt them economically, they give you what you want.
And see, that's the thing. We haven't, and unfortunately, my response to that is, sad to say, we haven't really organized enough to understand how powerful our dollars are to remove ourselves. Because I'm gonna be honest, if we have to be uncomfortable, we don't like to do it. So, and we used to go to McDonald's every morning, knowing McDonald's, the food is killing us, knowing that it's fattening and it's this and that, and going to the liquor store, this and that, the hair stores. Oh, this is a personal thing for me. You go in these hair stores that's not owned by us.
Nope.
They talking to you any kind of way. You know, I was in a hair store recently, and it was in there smoking. You know, I'm like, is this legal? Like, you get what I'm saying? And they treat you any kind of way. In the corner store, they treat you any kind of way. But we still continue to put money into, because we don't want to inconvenience ourselves.
It's not, and that's real. And I mean, don't even talk about the hair stuff, because I have personal conversations from that. It's just like, I say all the time, you have a girl that has a hair girl. It's, you know, another sister, friend. They can have one, maybe two bad experiences in that. They never go back. Mm-hmm. These same people that you go to these stores for, they gave you some stuff that they didn't have for 5 years, and you take it with a smile.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you go back. And that's the thing with us. It's not like saying about organizing, because we've had times where we had organizations, but we like to eat our own. I mean, we.
How can we change that?
Because we got to. And this is the main thing why
where do we start?
I didn't try to, by not trying to drag for Kanye. And not to say that he doesn't need to be disciplined, but we will burn the ships. Like, that's just the thing with Black people that we got to change. We got to stop burning the ships because we have a bad experience. Because as many white people that don't like Trump, they're not giving up none of their power and position because they're unhappy with some of the things that they're doing.
That's fact.
They just going to play their position.
That's fact.
We got to learn how to voice our opinion, but not hurt the infrastructure of what we're doing, because we will destroy the infrastructure of what we're doing behind our feelings.
True. That's true. I mean, right now there's a lot of partnerships in stake. There's a lot of business deals. There's a lot of, you know, even in our community, we are a really intelligent, smart, ingenuitive community, yep. innovative community.
Easy.
And it's amazing how we may, like you said, getting out in our feelings about A, B, and C, that we don't unite and pull our skill sets together to kind of make a better way for one another. Yeah. Because you may have looked at me the wrong way, or you may not have spoken to me, or you may didn't, you know, mention me in your rap album. You know That's what I'm right. saying? It's like we got to do better, but where do we start?
By having a realistic approach to how we treat each other. We want perfection from people that look like us, but we'll take whatever is given from another race or another culture. We feel like we owe each other more, and the other races don't owe us nothing. Mm-hmm. And there should be a balance. If you're so cool with another demographic, you gotta be cool with all demographics. You can't expect anything more from any other person that, one, you wouldn't do yourself, and two, let's just like say, be realistic.
So have a realistic approach with one another.
Yes, because it's business. At the end of the day, if you don't like a product, you're gonna try to get your money back. And you go about doing it. And we gotta stop, you know, like I said, be realistic. Like I said, don't buy from a black person, wear their clothes and then send it back, and then go ahead and give a negative post to somebody saying, oh, they didn't wanna, you know, take my return, I don't mm-hmm. like this company. And that's the stuff that we right. do to each other.
True. Okay, but back to with the comment you made earlier. You said, oh, well, just like what we were talking about Kanye, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we got it, we can't, we eat our own. Bill Cosby. Kanye West. I mean, it the list goes on. And what's crazy is that you still got people out here riding for R. Kelly.
No, they muting him now. I meant to
Look,
tell you.
What I'm saying.
He coming next. They gonna get what? Him next.
It should have been 10 years ago.
True.
It should have been 15 years True. Ago.
But you're saying eat our own. But at the end of the day, we need to hold ourselves accountable. You
get what I'm saying? We can't hold ourselves accountable. But it's a. You know what people love? People love Black Twitter. Why people love Black Twitter? Do you ever really get that we'll say Black Twitter's popping because something's positive? No, Black Twitter's, when they start to roast somebody, that's well, yeah. when Black Twitter's
well,
hot.
Well, you know, let me
you know
just
saying?
Be honest. I mean, our culture as a whole, we could be in love with the person, and the way that we commune with one another, it could be entertaining.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, love and hate alike. You get what I'm saying? So I can't say that everything that is on Black Twitter is roasting, but you
what? Not to say not to say, even say Black Twitter. What I want to say is just
I know what you mean.
Black Twitter is really like a representation of the culture.
Of the culture, yeah.
And our culture is to promote negativity over positivity, and that's mm-hmm. that's the part of, like I said, the brainwashing that we got to change. And even like you say, how we were enslaved mentally, mm-hmm. like that's it. Like we're kind of progressing that on our own without their help. We're progressing it.
Right. So. Right now, how to get that? Number one, you said change. Number two, I think we still need to hold each other accountable.
We gotta hold each other accountable. Know, we gotta lift each other up as much as we tear each other down. I think that's the balance. So instead
of having it
saying like, because I don't like to say things like that either, and make like all we do is tear each other down. Yeah. Is that we really do need to have balance, and we need to put ourselves on. Like we need to make. Ourselves, if we're going to be spending so much or giving, because you talk about hip hop or even Black culture, like we make things popular in America, period.
This is true.
Like, like even your white fashion houses, just like yeah. we're putting that on, we're spending millions of dollars on this stuff,
right?
But we're not in the promotions, mm-hmm. the money's not finding its way back into your neighborhoods,
absolutely,
it's not coming back to your kids in any sort of kind
absolutely.
Of way,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, like,
right.
so. That's where we've got to be, like, if you like $200 shirts, make a Black designer hot and mm-hmm. buy $200 shirts right. from them.
Right.
That's always my thing. So, I don't understand why, even like with Kanye, you got to cross over to get a Black America's attention again. And when people say, like, I believe in publicity stunts, especially among celebrities.
Well, yeah. I mean, because that's what celebrities do. And
yeah.
I never just tell you that. You got some people that do it really, really well. You have some people that, you know, that make a fool of themselves and
yeah.
they out there looking
just
like
to
a
wrap
clown.
This up.
We've talked about Kanye in the rant.
Yeah, Kanye. Mr. Jackson. I'm still very, very disappointed.
Old JT Jackson.
You now, know you. You. You.
You going to be getting it from time to
come.
JT. Like, old JT.
You're not going to even have no. I don't even have no compassion for that cat.
JT, like, you know, keep your head up, JT.
Man, no.
Like, I don't think Kevin Hart should ever respond.
Stick
anymore.
Your head in a hole. He can't. Like, you can't tear that brother down no further than where he's at right now.
That's messed up.
Like, he's in a leper's camp.
I mean, from this point forward, he can't even walk into the local smoothie king and be like, that's that sucker right there.
He gonna have family members that don't, like, look, cuz, you can't hang around me, bro. Not tonight.
I wonder if his wife be like, that's not gonna work.
Like, yeah, like, that's.
You can't, cause you can't be my boo when you out there, you know, and got caught trying to extort.
Like, really, like, he took it down. Like, he wrote a letter.
Seven million.
I don't know what he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter. He wrote it. He wrote an extort. Like, do you realize? Like, he had to sit down, you know, and he put this together. Like, he was serious. Like, he wasn't playing. He was serious.
JTI, you know, which I thought it was the little side chick.
Oh,
but
man.
Let me just say, number one, fellas, don't be cheating on your wives. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it, cause you gonna get caught. And in 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be your homeboy that tells the story.
Look, Kishelle is speaking to y'all lovingly. I'm gonna speak to y'all men directly. Give these women their stuff back in 2018, all right? Give them their capri pants back. Let them have their Drake song. Like, let them have it. That shouldn't be your caption.
Oh,
all right?
Goodness.
Y'all have y'all gossip more than women. Now, you tell more than women.
This is
and quite frankly, all I'm waiting for is one of you cats to take a pic with your toe down like the girls do.
Yes,
and that will, like, we will officially have taken everything that women have, they toe and they rumper. And I'm gonna sign off like that. Give women their stuff back in 2018, please.
This has been Cash.
It's Brandon.
And we signing off. Great table talk.